father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Whether you have quit drinking, you're sober curious, or you just like to mix things up with a non-alcoholic drink, this episode of DeRusha Eats is for you. Hey, it's Jason DeRusha. Oh, two great guests today. Both on the front edge of the trend, and I hate to call it a trend because it sort of cheapens it, but this growth in movement and interest in non-alcoholic beverages. We're not talking about juice. We're not talking about iced tea. We're talking about beverages that are designed to sort of give you the same sensation, the same romance, the same excitement that an alcoholic beverage would. Peter Schweigert was one of the most important bartenders over the last 20 years here in the Twin Cities. He ran Marvel Bar, which was nationally acclaimed, and then he quit drinking. He brought an NA mocktail service to Marvel right before COVID hit and Marvel was closed. Now, he has created his own non-alcoholic beverage line called Dry Wit, Dry W-I-T, and Peter talks about that. Then Erin Flavin, she was a hairstylist who during COVID thought her drinking got out of control. I think a lot of us had that kind of reality check. Are we okay? Are we not? Erin, next to her hair salon, opened a bottle shop that is exclusively non-alcoholic beverages. Tells you how much the growth is that she has enough in her shop. Enough to fill a shop, right? Marigold, Dry Wit, two innovators and interesting people to watch and to hear from. Enjoy Peter and Erin on this episode, episode 10 of DeRusha Eats. Time for DeRusha Eats. Glad to have the support of the Minnesota Pork Board as they bring us these interviews with local chefs, restaurateurs, farmers, food and drink innovators. And I'm really excited to have our guest today, have you get a chance to hear Peter Schweigert's story. Peter was behind one of the most influential cocktail bars in the Twin Cities, Marvel Bar. And while he was working at Marvel, Peter made the life decision to stop drinking alcohol. Today, he is creating his own line of non-alcoholic drinks, and we're so excited, as so many of our listeners are trying Dry January, which for many people is becomes a new way of living. For some, it's 1 month off, but for others, maybe it's the beginning of a life change, and Peter is with us on DeRusha Eats. Peter, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you as well, Jason.
Why don't you tell people your story? Because you were one of the, really one of the founders of Marvel Bar. And Marvel Bar was part of the Bachelor Farmer, the project by the Daytons in the North Loop of Minneapolis. And you guys really built what was, I think, the certainly the most nationally or internationally acclaimed bar that we've ever had in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I mean, it was, that was part of the reason I stopped drinking, is because of the, you know, the pressure of leading a team and being responsible for, you know, a nationally recognized program like that. I just found that I was better at my job if I stopped drinking. You know, I was better rested, a better manager, a better leader, a better
when
drink
did
maker.
You stop?
2016.
2016. And you had been a bartender at that point for how long?
On and off since 2001, so 15 years at that point.
In Marvel Bar, 5 years or so in, is when you quit drinking.
Yep.
Were you worried about what would happen?
Absolutely.
A bartender who doesn't drink seems like that could be a challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, it wasn't just, it's like a whole lifestyle, you know, like going out after work, you know, tasting on the job, tasting before the job, you know, developing drinks, you know, worried that, you know, your creativity is going to dry up if you're not actively drinking.
Did it?
A little bit. I mean, I think I focused more on the other aspects of the business that I started to enjoy, you know, like, you know, leading the team and, you know, professional development and all of that stuff. But yeah, I stopped doing as much of the drink creation at that point, you know, in part to give other people a chance to, not even a chance. At that point, we most of the drinks had been made by this collective of really talented drink makers. And so, you know, it wasn't as big a deal for me to stop as I thought. And, you know, I actually stopped going out as much after work because, you know, I could sleep instead.
Peter Schweigert is with Dry Wit is the name. This is such a great name for your new company. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But telling the story of you as a bartender making that choice, you know, a choice that many people are thinking about or at least dabbling in this month with Dry January. What benefits did you get from giving up drinking?
I mean, really, just like my mind was more free and open, you know, to the everyday. Mm-hmm. I wasn't so much like, there's, somebody once told me that they really felt sympathy for people who drink because they always have to be aware of, you know, how much they've had to drink every time they leave the house. You know, am I okay to drive? Am I like, and that's a burden that I don't have to face anymore. You know, like I drink a whole bunch of non-alcoholic drinks and the worst thing I have to worry about is where the next bathroom is. and so, you know, I'm always good to drive and I'm always good to be my best self.
Peter Schweigert is, our guest on DeRussia Eats. Tell us about Dry Wit.
So a couple of years ago, you know, at the start of the pandemic, the bar closed down. And I made the decision to go back to school full time. And so I graduated with a bachelor's in psychology from Metro State. You know, along with the rest of the free time, I started working on a line of non-alcoholic drinks with my business partner. And so we've been about 2 years in the making, and we have bottles sitting in a warehouse right now that are just waiting on labels. It's kind of this perpetual, I think we gave the first approval 8 weeks ago, and so we're still just waiting for the labels to drop. But we developed a line of non-alcoholic wine alternatives. So My partner was pregnant at the time I was developing these, and a lot of the ingredients that go into things that are non-alcoholic aren't safe to drink while you're pregnant. I also don't drink caffeine. I'm a really good quitter. And so the caffeinated beverages, you know, tea is really incredible. It's complex. It's fermented. And so most of the products in this space, or many of the products in this space, have caffeine in them. And so we just kept on like finding things we didn't want in our product, and like narrowing down the recipes, you know, winnowing it down to as few ingredients as possible to let everything shine.
non-alcoholic drinks for a long time, your only option was like an O'Doul's, an NA beer. And now, well, we have a guest coming on next week who's going to talk about her whole store, Marigold, that is all non-alcoholic drinks. This explosion has really happened recently, though, and I would say, like, even when you were experimenting at Marvel Bar with non-alcoholic cocktails or mocktails, or I don't know, I think we all struggle with what the right thing to call this stuff is, so we don't make it sound like it's a juice, you know? Like, it, for a while, I always felt like it was, if you had a non-alcoholic drink at a bar, it was either super sweet or you were basically just drinking tonic. You know, it was sort of one extreme or the other.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the challenge is, you know, there's no real formula for what this looks like. You know, with beer, it's getting harder and harder to innovate, right? Like, you have to start adding fruit purees or, you know, there's all these trends that come up, but, like, it's still at its core just beer. But with non-alcoholic right. drinks, you can really, like, the world's
your
oyster. It can be anything.
Right. Right.
And so that's exciting, and, you know, it's a little challenging, too, because you really can do anything.
Wine is your model?
Yeah, and to be clear, we're not wine. You know, we're not making and fermenting grape juice. And then, you know, but, you know, the process of fermentation, the sugar in the grapes is eaten up, and it turns into alcohol. And that is how the wine itself dries out and isn't sickly sweet. You know, like, fresh grape juice is pretty sweet on the whole.
Right.
And so in order to replicate that, you kind of have to reinvent it, because you can't just take grape juice and buy it and then, you know, have it, just assume it's going to be dry and interesting. You kind of have to take a different path there. And some people do make wine and then take the alcohol out. And I've had some delicious versions and I've had some okay versions. There's a
true
local company.
Alcoholic. True of alcoholic wine, too, I
absolutely,
suppose.
Absolutely.
Some delicious.
All
and
beverages.
Some bad. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And there's a local company that takes the alcohol out. And they do a lot of work locally and nationally with beer companies. But they also just got their winery license this year or last year. And so they're now taking the alcohol out of wine as well. And the products I've had from them and some others who are doing work like them are just incredible. But again, that's not our mindset.
Peter Schweigert is founder of Dry Wit, D-R-Y, Wit, W-I-T. You can follow them on Instagram as we wait for those labels to come in. And I got to ask you about your vision for the business, but I also want to ask you about this whole area of kind of more inclusive options at bars and restaurants. And who are the people that we're finding are taking an interest in non-alcoholic cocktails? If you have questions, you can text 651-461-9226. Email always welcome, jason@odyssey.com is how you get to me and Dan and the show. Peter Schweigert, our guest on DeRussia Eats, as we continue here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats continues here on Drive Time with DeRussia, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our guest is Peter Schweigert. Dry Wit is his company. It's a non-alcoholic drink. Part of a major trend, Peter, that we're seeing with more interest, not just non-alcoholic drinks that you can get at retail. There's non-alcoholic kind of riffs on gin and whiskey and certainly on wine and all sorts of other drinks. Why do you think it's important, especially as people go out to restaurants or even bars? Why do you think it's important to have these sorts of NA options for people?
I mean, first and foremost, it's about making your guests feel comfortable. And, you know, I mean, there's a limit. You know, I don't think every restaurant needs to be as accommodating to kids as some are. But, you know, you've got adults coming in who want to sit down and are intensely focused on flavor. They come to many restaurants because of their reputation, because how great they are, and they want beverages that match the food. And a lot of us aren't used to getting that. But, you know, from a business perspective, it's not just about taking care of people who don't drink. It's about taking care of everybody, because at any given moment, we all don't drink alcohol. You know, like ethanol is just one component of this, like of all of the things that we drink. We drink coffee. And you know, robust coffee programs are showing up places. We drink tea. You know, people get really nerdy about tea. We drink water. We drink milk. You know, there's all sorts of things that we drink that don't have ethanol in them. And so, you know, to like take them and combine them into new and interesting ways so that, you know, guests are, who are coming into your restaurant can have a drink. You know, they can come in and have an old fashioned. And then, you know, they can sit down for a meal. They can have two drinks without alcohol in them. And then they have a glass of red wine with their main course. And then they, you know, they end the meal with an espresso or something. And then they're on their way home. You know, in that time, if you took out any of the drinks without alcohol in them, they're only drinking two drinks because they still want to be able to drive. And this, you can just really like continue to go above and beyond to make people happy and comfortable and welcome in your space.
I was asking about when we're going to be able to see Dry Wit out there, and what does it taste like? How would you describe it to people?
We're tart. I mean, we have bottles ready to sell. We're just waiting on labels, and they're assuring us that, you know, Friday the labels will be printed and then they'll ship up from Ohio. So hopefully sometime next week. Your guest next week, Aaron from Marigold, that'll be the first place we launch in. And then a variety of restaurants and liquor stores around town, as well as, you know, any place that has a cooler, really. We don't have alcohol in our products, so it's okay to sell. You could sell Dry Wit out of the back of your car with the right permit. So, which is certainly an option in our business plan. My car driving around selling Dry Wit.
yes. The investors are lining up to
absolutely
be a part of that. Yeah, that's where the growth is.
Just reach out through our website or our Instagram profile. It'll be here for you. We kind of went down a few different paths as we were developing flavors. And, you know, coming from the world of alcohol, there's a lot of products that are very complex because they have a lot of ingredients. Bitters, you know, amaros, gin, for instance, you know, like, but when we're kind of getting
those sort of things.
Yeah. And there'll be anywhere from 5 to 60 botanicals in any given thing. And you know, it's an incredible art to be able to blend those and balance them. And alcohol gives you this other aspect that really allows things to kind of meld together, and that's time and exposure to oxygen. And when you're not dealing with alcohol, suddenly time is, you know, you can't just leave orange juice in your fridge indefinitely with a bunch of botanicals in it. It'll start to ferment, and then you're back at square one. You've got alcohol. And so we kept on dialing back and dialing back. And there's just kind of this point where we realized that, you know, there's enough complexity in things that you aren't familiar with to maybe carry the drink. So, you know, take chocolate, for instance. We're all really used to chocolate. We see it everywhere. But, you know, if you, as an adult, show up and taste your first chocolate ever, you know, I mean, it would blow your mind. Like, the depth of flavor that's in there and the complexity and the, like, ins and outs. And that is fermented as well. But, you know, like, think of the first time you smell a flower that you've never smelled before. Yeah. You know, those types of things. So we, each of them only has one botanical. And then we use unripened wine grape juice to add some of that wine acid profile, that's without fermenting the sugar away.
Well, I can't wait to try it. I'm so excited for you and the fact that you've found a healthier life and a happier balance of life. And so many people this month, as they go down that path, any words of advice for people who are maybe, you know, on what, day two or three of Dry January?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of products out there that if you still want to go out and socialize, you know, I mean, community is the thing that really, like, helps anyone on their journey. You know, that's why depending on the direction you go without alcohol, you know, some people go through AA, and that's all about a community. But, you know, you can do it with your friends. If you're all doing Dry January together, you know, don't be afraid to go out and ask for something that's non-alcoholic. There's tons of options out there, and, you know, many businesses have dedicated sections to it.
Peter Schweiger, Dry Wit, look for it hopefully next week. And Peter, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for the time today.
All right, Dry Wit. You can find them on Instagram, and their website is drywit.us. Peter Schweigert here on DeRussia Eats.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
It's time for DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Our guest today, I tell you, when I first spoke with Erin Flavin about coming on and talking about her new bottle shop, Marigold, I worried a little bit that this might be too out in front for where the audience is. Are people ready? Do they want to hear 15 minutes of conversation about a non-alcoholic bottle shop? But boy, with Dry January going on and the wider explosion of interest in non-alcoholic beverages, a special drink that's something more than a juice or a tea. I think my worries were misplaced. Erin, so glad to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
You opened Marigold in Northeast Minneapolis when?
South Minneapolis.
I'm sorry. South Minneapolis.
Okay. When? Maybe we'll open one in Northeast.
I think the appetite is there. That's for sure, right? When did you open?
In November 10th.
And tell me what made you decide, because your background is not in beverage.
No, it's not in beverage. I enjoyed a lot of alcohol beverages in my day.
Right.
And so during the pandemic, I quit drinking. And through that, I kind of was born Marigold.
And you own a hair salon.
I do. Yes.
Right next door, right?
Right next door, yeah. So I purchased a building and expanded. I was going in for a salon expansion and ended up doing a retail expansion into this non-alcoholic bottle shop. We wanted to keep the salon intimate because we had been facing the pandemic, and the stylists that I work with, we all became very close and wanted to keep it, you know, nice and chill.
Honeycomb is the name of your salon.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right at 35th
and Nicollet.
Okay. What has the response been?
It's been so fantastic. I mean, it was a hard time getting out of there today because people do just want to chat. They want to tell their stories about everything that, you know, either they're taking a break, whether or not they have, you know, been looking for something like this for a long time, being sober for many years, or they have a friend, they have a loved one that's pregnant or is on medication that doesn't allow them to drink.
Have you been surprised how personal this is for people to share their stories with you in the store?
I think I'm kind of built for it after being a stylist for 20 years.
You are?
Yeah.
You're a therapist, yeah. Really.
And even more so through the pandemic. It's been very, like, you know, people had very hard things going on. And yeah. So, yeah, it was.
What made you... Because I think a lot of us, and certainly the data bears it out during the pandemic, that we were buying more alcohol and drinking more at home. I know that was the case for me. Post-pandemic, I didn't quit drinking, but I did make a health change because I had gained so much weight. What did you feel like you were getting out of control or you went too far? Or did you just want to make a change in your life?
Well, for many years, I mean, I am I'm a good party animal. I'm a party animal sober, so I can do it all the way around. But yes, during the pandemic, it was really apparent to me that it was a big problem. And I have two little kids, and I had gained a lot of weight too. And it not drinking definitely helps you shed those pounds for
huge difference. How do you feel now, sober?
I feel amazing. I mean, I feel really good. I mean, things have never been really, truly so good for me and my family.
Oh, that's so great. Erin Flavin owns Marigold. What's the best way to describe it? I call it a bottle shop.
Yeah, that's what I've been calling it, too. Yeah, it's hard. I'm having a hard time specifying it on Google.
Right, what category do you put it in?
Yeah, my retail, gift shop. Like, I don't know if I want to call it a liquor store because it's not.
But it's sort of in that genre, right?
Right. It is, I don't know, it feels very community-oriented. Everybody that walks in with a smile on their face or excited to be there. It feels good.
So my first time having a non-alcoholic mocktail, and I just hate that term. Like, all of the terminology around non-alcoholic beverage sounds so jokey.
Yeah.
Mocktail.
Exactly.
Like, ridiculous. But it was when my wife was pregnant. And I'll tell you this, like, what was most amazing about that experience is I went to, I don't know if you remember, Town Talk Diner.
I loved Town Talk. R.I.P.
Correct. So Town Talk made my wife feel special when they made her a non-alcoholic drink. And we decided, I mean, I vividly remember driving home. We're like, it was the first time she really felt seen as a person who wasn't going to drink something with alcohol in it.
Right.
And this was during pregnancy. So imagine if you're sober, the fact that when you go out, so much of our social construct is built around alcohol. And I drink. I'm not saying there's anything bad with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But you do feel excluded if you're choosing not to drink.
It's true. And it's the only, it really is like the only thing that people really question you about. If you don't drink, why don't you drink? Like,
are you pregnant? Are you
totally
there? Yes. We've all done it. You've probably done it with friends.
Right. And
are you in recovery? Are you, what is it? You want to know why.
Exactly. And then you start, people start talking about their troubles with alcohol and, or not troubles, their relationship. Like, oh yeah, I probably drink too much, but I don't know. Like, you know, it's okay. Whatever you're doing, you're doing. And that's what I've been trying to make everybody feel really welcome there is that it is a total spectrum. We carry cannabis there, so, I mean, there is the whole Minnesota sober now, and...
Yeah, what do we do with that as far as if you're on a sobriety journey?
Right.
But now we have cannabis, and we have THC drinks, and all of these things.
Right. It's a choice, you know? It's like the choice you're able to make.
You don't have to be put in a box, do you?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. Erin Flavin owns Marigold. It's in South Minneapolis, right on Nicollet. So many options now. When you came up with this idea, were you worried about having enough stuff to fill a shop? It's beyond O'Doul's.
It really is beyond O'Doul's. No, we're now running out of space. Because I was starting to bring in some stuff, I was getting really excited about all the products that were out there. And I was carrying stuff when I was just in the salon space.
In the salon.
And yeah, I was a little nervous about filling it out. But now it's like there's so many cool things coming out. And you talked to Peter Schweigert and Megan Dayton. They have Dry Wit coming out tomorrow. I think we'll have it in the shop.
Oh, cool.
So we have a lot of cool local people doing a ton of stuff with the NA beverage scene.
Well, you've brought something for us today.
Yeah.
So what did you bring?
I brought in a Copenhagen sparkling tea. It is a tea, slightly caffeinated. Is that okay with you?
It is. Thank you.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's kind of happened in this is I'm being educated around what everybody's needs are in these categories. Like, you know, some people don't want anything that has any ABV, and there is some with some, like, you know,
have a trace or a small
have a trace like a kombucha.
Yeah.
Right. So really trying to cater to everybody's hopes, needs, wants, and desires when it comes to that.
Part of what I think people who aren't sober don't understand, we're waiting for the pop of the cork. It's going to be great radio.
Wait for it.
The anticipation.
Don't worry, we'll edit this part out. It'll be nice and tight. It'll be great.
The podcast, it'll be great. There it is. Hey, nice. Very nice. I just got, you're the first guest to actually shoot a projectile at me. Not the first who wanted to.
No, nor will she be the last.
No.
I love it.
Part of.
I should have brought three.
No, it's, I know, Dan.
Here.
Dan.
Dan, I'm going to, you good?
Okay. So part of the issue with non-alcoholic beverage for people who aren't, you know, who aren't sober or aren't sober curious or whatever we want to call these things. You know, you've always had soda.
Yeah.
You've always had, like, flavored water. Why?
Boring.
It's kind of boring, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You want to feel like an adult. You want to, like, have something.
Cheers. It's the social aspect of it, right?
Is.
And there's something celebratory and fun about some of these other beverages.
It's true. You know, this was one of my entryway beverages.
Mm. Boy, that's delicious.
Isn't it?
So this tastes like, because it's chilled, you've got this very floral iced tea note.
Mm-hmm. It's a jasmine white tea and Darjeeling. So it was created in Copenhagen for a Michelin star restaurant to pair with a meal. And we have another Copenhagen product that is called Murray that is also very cool, tea-based, kvass.
Some of this NA stuff is really high. Back in the day, anyway, it would be very caloric, you know, very sweet, very. And this is as complex as a sparkling wine would be.
Yeah, there is.
Which is cool.
Literally, I don't even know. There's not even 7 calories in this.
Oh, that's it? Wow. Awesome. All right, I want to ask you about Dry January, kind of what you think about that, what sort of interest, and what sort of trends we see in this non-alcoholic bottle shop area. Marigold is the name of the shop. Just opened in November, but Dry January, I assume they're very busy. Aaron Flavin, our guest on DeRussia Eats. We continue in just a minute here on CCO.
Terrible.
We are having too much fun with Aaron Flavin here. This is what happens. I'm very concerned for your business as a hairstylist that Aaron likes to talk, which I love that. We're so glad to have you with us. Aaron has opened Marigold in South Minneapolis, right at 35th and Nicollet. And you were named one of the Twin Cities Business 100 people to watch this year.
That
were you
crazy.
Surprised when they reached out?
Yes, I was super surprised.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think you are someone that people should know about and that people should watch?
I mean, I don't know. It makes me kind of want to go into a turtle shell, but feel honored about it. That is really flattering.
It's cool. You should, people should know you. And this movement that you're on the front end of, I mean, do you sort of hope we get to a point where it's not so interesting?
Absolutely. I hope it is, like, totally normal for people to just be able to go have a beautiful meal with something that is going to be interesting on their tongue. Like, it shouldn't be something that only people who drink have the privilege of pairing a meal, a wonderful meal, with.
What do you think about dry January?
I mean, dry January is great.
Is it just a trend that people are doing because it seems cool, or do you think there's like a bigger, like,
I think people want to give their bodies a break, right? You know, it's like, especially after the holidays and how emotionally charged the holidays are, how much people are trying to kind of, you know, squash it all down with alcohol. Like, it's nice to take a break after the new year and see how their bodies feel.
I worry a little bit that people who abstain in January will go bananas in February.
I mean, that's what I used to do.
Right.
But I'm you know, an all or nothing kind of gal.
Yeah.
I opened a bottle shop after I quit drinking, so.
That is. I mean, that is aggressive. That is aggressive. That's like me going on a weight loss plan and launching a line of diet food, I suppose. Like, it's just like, which maybe I should. I don't know.
But
do you think your passion and the fact that you get it, you relate to all of your customers, wherever they are on their choices?
Right. On the sobriety spectrum, yeah. I mean,
right.
I think it's a really nice conversation to be able to have openly without it feeling like guilt or shame. I think, you know, if you decide that you have a problem with how the off button, there's a nice support system around you in the way that you don't have to necessarily subscribe to one way of taking a break.
Yeah.
Or another, you know, like, if it becomes more widely popular to not be drinking, then it doesn't have to be this shame.
Erin Flavin is our guest on To Russia Eats. She started a non-alcoholic bottle shop called Marigold. You have sparkling tea. What other products are in there?
We have a ton of stuff. We have stuff that is like this, like wine adjacent. We have stuff that mimics a spirit. I would say the thing that people do look for when they want to replace a spirit for something that tastes like it is that you do have to change your mindset around it. It's going to be something that tastes like a alcoholic beverage, but it's not going to be the exact same thing.
You can't have a non-alcoholic version of gin that tastes like gin.
It can taste like gin, but it... There's some doctoring you have to do. You're going to make a cocktail. We do have this French little pre-ready-to-drink cocktail that tastes exactly like a gin and tonic. I mean, it's almost shocking that it...
That's cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been asking for vodka, which... Vodka doesn't
flavor.
Taste like anything. So, yeah, no, we don't have a non-alcoholic vodka.
It's the viscosity that happens. There's like a little bit... It is what the alcohol does. It's the reason. Like, I love a cocktail.
Yes.
And I always say that I don't really care about the alcohol. I don't drink to get drunk. But recreating that whole thing is hard.
It is.
The food scientists are working on it, but it's hard.
Right. And I luckily have a really wonderful foodie in the house with me. Laura Valente was managing... Petite Lyon before she came over to me. I feel really lucky, and it's fun to listen to her talk about how to concoct the perfect cocktail.
To get some of those things. That's cool. Last thing I wanted to ask you was about restaurants. Are there restaurants or bars in town that to you are really enjoyable, doing a good job of providing non-alcoholic drinks that are more than just like a juice type thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I have two kids, and... this last year has been very crazy. We were doing a lot of drinking at home.
How old are your kids?
10 and 6.
Yeah.
So it's been a wild ride for the last few years.
Right.
But I did just hear about Breyer that just opened in
Brand
Northeast.
Right.
Yeah. And they have a really interesting little cocktail alternative menu. You know, they don't have a liquor license, but it sounds like what they're doing is super cool.
Nice. It's called The Briar. It's on Washington.
Yeah.
In Northeast.
I'm excited to go there.
Cool. Yeah, a lot more restaurants are doing it.
Yes.
I think, you know, part of it is it's young people who want to pace themselves. Maybe you have an alcoholic drink and then a non-alcoholic drink and then, you know.
Exactly.
You have a good night. So
yeah.
There are lots of ways you can do it.
Definitely.
Well, congratulations. I think, and I hope this is just the first of many for you. I think the demand is, we're seeing it at traditional liquor stores for sure.
Right. Thank you so much.
People should come see you. Marigold is the name of the non-alcoholic bottle shop, 35th and Nicollet in South Minneapolis. Aaron Flavin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jason.
And thanks for sharing a drink
yes,
with me.
Yes,
thank very
you.
Nice. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast. On WCCO Radio, 830 AM, we do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.